Good morning and welcome to Trades and Sales. It's that program that sells just about anything you want to sell and helps you find just about anything you're looking for. Here's how it'll work here until 9 a.m. We'll read items out of the mailbag and take your phone calls so you can advertise what you're wanting to sell, what you're looking for, or your upcoming yard sale. The mailbag consists of items that were dropped off here at the radio station, emailed to us, or posted in the classified section of GilaValleyCentral.net. We do have a few rules. All items must be under $1,000, no dealer sales, no animals or property for sale, no advertisements for rental property, and no guns for sale. So if you can live by those rules, give us a call at 928-428-9494 and be sure to turn down your radio so we don't get any of that really annoying feedback. Oh, and one more thing. If you miss an item you're interested in, you can listen to the show again on GilaValleyCentral.net. Now that that's over, if you're ready, we're ready. So welcome your host for Trades and Sales, William Perry.
Well, good morning to you and welcome to Trades and Sales. Hope you're doing good. And I hope you had a nice Halloween also. That was a big time. Used to be a lot of tricks going on with all the kids going out and looking for candy on Halloween. But I hope we didn't have any major disasters or anything over the weekend. I mean, during Halloween night. But anyway, today is the last day that we're doing our weekday trades and sales. And Friday, November 1st is the last day we're going to do it. We're going to be doing trades and sales every Saturday morning from 8:30 until 9 a.m. And so you can still get on the air at that time and all that good stuff. But trades and sales is brought to you by Horn, Freedom Ford, and Walton Drug. And let's see here. What else did I want to say? Oh, yeah, we'd like to thank you for listening for all these years to Trades and Sales. We had we asked our former owner. He said it was about 50 years that Trades and Sales has been on. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but maybe it's longer. Anyway, we're glad to we're going to be doing, during the week, we're going to be doing Voice of the Valley and interviewing different people with different stories and things like that. So we hope you'll enjoy it. Monday through Saturday, Voice of the Valley, right here from 8:30 until 9, right here on Trades and Sales. Hey, we've got us a phone caller this morning. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hi.
I got a big moving sale going on today in Pima, 420 at got a lot of tools, mechanics tools, a full chest mechanics tools,
mm-hmm.
and a lot of woodworking equipment. I got a radial arm saw and a nice oak table, scroll saws and sanders and drills, and I got a rock saw and polishers, and
wow.
A lot of polished rocks and rototiller and washer dryer. And it's in Pima, Tidy Acres, and just follow the signs to the barn. And it'll be today and tomorrow from probably around 2 o'clock or something like that.
Okay. Well, okay. Sure, appreciate you calling.
Thank you, sir.
All righty. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hey, that gentleman's got a big moving sale going on today and tomorrow, and he has got some tools and mechanics tools, radial arm saw, washer and dryer. Oh, man, he's got all kinds of neat stuff. He's over in Tidy Acres in Pima. If you'd like to stop by and check it out, that's today and tomorrow at the big moving sale in Tidy Acres, Friday and Saturday. And just, it's over there. I don't know how to explain how to get to Tidy Acres, but you probably know. So it's today and tomorrow. In Tidy Acres. Hey, good morning. You're on the air.
I have a piece of galvanized that's coming from a trailer on a roof. It's hanging down from the roof. It would be easy to cut off. And I'm giving that away for free. It's a good size piece of galvanized. And then I have two washers I'm giving away for free. And the galvanized is for free. The washers were running last time I used them. But if they want to, they can use them for parts too. And then I have two free cats. One is Persian, and the other is Siamese, and they're both spayed. And they're both females.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm giving away them for free. And then I have a 208 CD and DVD holder. They're brand new, and I'm asking $20 each or $80 for all four. And then I have these wire shelves. There's six in each wire rack, six shelves in each wire rack, and there's eight of them, and I'm asking $30 each or $240 for all eight of them. And you can hang them on tool sheds or on the wall or on the door and in the bathroom, kitchen, or wherever to put jars and stuff on.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a CD player with speakers, and I'm asking $30 that for the CD and the speakers together. And the number to call is 965-6722.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. A lot of neat stuff that young lady has. And she has some galvanized tin. I think it's still attached to her roof, but she has some galvanized tin she wants you to take down and take with you. Also, for free, two washing machines free to a good home. She's got two very nice adult cats for free that are spayed also. She has 208 DVD and CD holders, $80 for all of them, and she has got some wire racks also. And she wants $240 for all those wire racks, or she'll divide it by eight and charge her for each one. She also has a CD player for $30. Call 965-6722. 965-6722 is her number. Good morning. You're on the air.
Well, good morning.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Well, I'm doing pretty good, thank you.
Good, good. Hey, my brother-in-law just recently bought him a little Ford 8N tractor, and he's looking for some attachments for it, for the three-point hookup for a blade or even a Gannon, or if somebody has other types also, he'd be interested in. So could you give me a call at 651-4205 if anybody has one, has any of these items available for sale, and, mm-hmm. and I'll get with him and work it out there.
Okay. Hey, thank you for calling.
Yeah. All right. And plus, we got we're looking for a little refrigerator, a little type you put in your shop, just a little, you know, about 2x2, just mm-hmm. a small one.
Yeah.
And if anybody has one of those for sale, we'll be interested in it also. Give us a call at 651-4205.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling.
Okay, and thank you, for your program. We appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Hey, that gentleman is looking for a part for a Ford 8M tractor. That's all I can remember what he said. It was a part for a 8M tractor. And his number is 651-4205. That's 651-4205 for that part for a Ford 8M tractor. And he's looking for a small refrigerator, an apartment-sized refrigerator. Again, his number is 651-4205. 651-4205 is the number. Good morning. You're on Trades and Sales.
Oh, good morning. We're down here at the having a swap meet going on across from the fairgrounds and stuff, and on 191. You know, we got some real nice collectibles here. A lot of beautiful little cars and everything else. We got a couple. We got some pellet guns for sale too by Gammo. We got a couple knives, all this different stuff, some tools, like. And gas welder cutters and stuff, some rims, and a lot more stuff. They just got to come by and take a look.
Okay. Hey, all right. Thanks for calling.
Hey, thank you. You have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Well, that gentleman right there, he's down at the swap meet across from the entrance to the Graham County Fairgrounds on Highway 191. He's right across the street. He has got some neat stuff, some pellet guns, and I can't read what that first letter is or first name of whatever he's got. Knives, tools, rims, all kinds of neat stuff. Hopefully you can stop by the swap meet at right across the entrance to the Graham County Fairgrounds on Highway 191. We've got some folks that are having a giant yard sale this weekend and across the river in Safford. It's at 2805 North Cassie Place on Safford Bryce Road. Today and tomorrow started up at 7 a.m. They've got 25 tables full of everything. Come say hi and take a look at their items. And it's Friday and Saturday. The address is 2805 North Cassie's Place. North Cassie's Place across the river on Safford Bryce Road, 2805 North Cassie's Place on Safford Bryce Road. And if you're interested, that thing started up at 7 a.m. and it's going to continue until tomorrow also. I have another yard sale going on from 9 to 3 at 2055 South Nelson Drive. It's off of Highway 70. They have 2 8-foot by 4-foot solar panels for heating water. They've got a dresser, bookcase, motorized handicap scooter. They've got dishes and a lot more stuff. That's today and tomorrow, 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2055 South Nelson Drive, just off of Highway 70 in Safford. And hopefully you can make it. Also, you can call 322-3258. That's 322-3258 is the number to call. Hey, good morning. You're on the air.
Good morning, Bill.
Hi there.
Hi. Well, I hate to hear you guys go.
Mm-hmm.
I think you help all of us in the valley at one time or another.
Yeah. Pretty much.
Yeah. I remember doing this probably 40 or so years ago. So it's been on a long time.
Yeah.
I'd like to, if Bob is listening, I'd like him to come pick up his table. I've left him a message but haven't got a reply. So if he's listening, we need to come pick this up to get it out of the way and I put something else in its place. We have a lot of stuff that we need to get rid of and I've got to go. And the few things that we need to get rid of is the tires. Sorry. 255, 65 hour 17s. I got 4 of them for 120. Good old allergies. Still got the 2 swivel rockers. They're great for Christmas gifts. The one that's brand new and the other just has a little tiny light stain on it. He dripped something on it and it won't come out. But otherwise, it's in great shape. I've got glass coffee tables with end tables. I've got wood coffee tables. Kitchen chairs, they're in a set of 3. There's like 4 sets. The 6-foot-tall bookcase, the large kitchen cabinet. I've got TV stands, tall computer chairs. Oh, there's just so much that we've got to get rid of.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of organs, some strollers. Some vintage lamps, a vintage Singer sewing machine with a drop-in cabinet.
Uh-huh.
I could go on and on and on. Anyway, electric typewriter with a hard case. Just so much stuff. A lot of things for the home. Kitchen table. Well, give me a call or text at 965-4816. You can find us on Facebook Marketplace or Mercari, and let's see what we can get done.
All right. Well, thank you.
And this stuff is cash only, by the way.
Okay.
I don't want to have somebody give me a check and end up bouncing. I've had that done before.
goes, bouncing down the road.
I'm not going to go through that again. Nope. Well, thank you.
All right.
We're going to miss you. Hope you change your mind and come back to us.
Well, thank you for calling. Appreciate that.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Thank you for your kind words, Liz. We appreciate that. All those items that she has, you can contact her, call her, or text her at 965-4816. Call or text 965-4816. And she asks for cash only, please. Well, we need to take us a short pause this morning on Trades and Sales. And hope you're doing good on our last weekday of Trades and Sales. And we shall return in just a few moments. So stick around. Don't forget about our featured Radio Lunch Club restaurant. Today it's Kanoa's Hawaiian Grill, and they're set up over there in Thatcher on Main Street. Some great food, Kanoa's Hawaiian Grill. Bring a friend for lunch today, and you'll enjoy the heck out of that food at Kanoa's Hawaiian Grill. We'll talk to you in a minute.
At Walton Drug, you can expect excellent customer service provided by the professional and friendly staff. We offer a free child's vitamin program, liquid flavoring program, pharmaceutical compounding service, and a free annual school backpack program. We also offer local delivery as well as a convenient drive-thru, always striving to serve our patients as quickly as possible. Visit us at Walton Drug, 1520 West Highway 70, in the same location with the same local owner since 1997.
Gila Valley Central is the best source for local and state news, local sports coverage, and events happening in the Gila Valley. More than 41,000 people log into Gila Valley Central every month to check out what's happening in our communities. Gila Valley Central also has a classified section where you can post items you want to sell or things you're looking for. With local sports starting up, you'll find sports scores, play-by-play broadcasts, and even video of some of the local sporting events. Starting in November, Gila Valley Central will begin hosting a daily podcast called Voice of the Valley. The show will also be broadcast on KATO at 8:30 on weekday mornings and 7:30 on Saturdays. On this program, we'll discuss topics and issues relevant to the people in our communities, and sometimes we'll just interview people with interesting stories. If you haven't logged in lately, check in and see what's new, and get ready for the Voice of the Valley coming in November. GilaValleyCentral.net.
For the past 2 years, Smith & Taylor Automotive in Safford has been providing absolutely free oil changes and safety inspections for all law enforcement officers' personal vehicles, not just once or to one personal vehicle, but every 3 months or 3,000 miles for all their family-owned vehicles. Here's Don from Smith & Taylor to tell you more.
Just like all of you, we at Smith & Taylor Automotive still want to demonstrate our appreciation for these officers, and now we want to include all volunteer first responders of the fire department. These men and women are also included in this free oil change and safety report offer. Max Neffa Auto Parts provides us with their very best oil and filters free of any charge for this service. We love our community, and we feel privileged to recognize these officers and volunteers for their service.
We want all of these first responders to take advantage of this free offer. So if you know a fire department volunteer or any law enforcement officer in Graham or Greenlee County, tell them you heard it on the radio and have them call Smith & Taylor, 428-0760. And be sure to thank them. This is sponsored in part by this Double R Communication Station.
At Horn Freedom Ford, they understand the importance of small-town values. They're also the home of the price match guarantee. But what exactly does that mean? If you find a new Ford or a better price on the same vehicle, they will meet it or beat it. Even if you find a deal online from another dealership, Horn Freedom Ford will match that price. When you shop at Horn, it means you are shopping locally, keeping your hard-earned tax dollars right here in the Gila Valley, supporting your friends who live here, whose kids go to school and play sports here. Horn Freedom Ford is the big city dealership with big city inventory and big city deals right here in small town USA. We hold our values high, ensuring you get the best deal possible while having the best experience possible. No gimmicks, no misleading sales, just an honest, upfront experience from start to finish. Stop by the showroom on Highway 70 in Thatcher or hop on to hornfreedomford.com to browse some of the incredible deals from wherever you are. Horn Freedom Ford, home of the price match guarantee.
Hey, Hey parents, if you have a child in a Gila Valley Elementary School, we need a little help from you. Double R Communications, Sparklight, Taylor Freeze, LifeNet, Max Auto, Valley Furniture, the Graham County Chamber of Commerce, and your local elementary school kids are teaming up again this coming holiday season. We have challenged your elementary school classes to compete and see which class can bring the most non-perishable food items. The class that brings the most food in each school will have a Domino's pizza party delivered to their classroom with dessert from Cakes with TLC and a trophy from Trophies and Tees. Plus, we will fly the LifeNet helicopter from school to school to let the winning class have a tour. Last year, we collected over 36,000 non-perishable food items, putting food on hundreds of southeastern Arizona tables with the help of you and your kids. So be sure to send non-perishable food items to school with your elementary school kid. The Double R Communications Food Drive is sponsored by Sparklight, Max Auto Supply, Valley Furniture, Taylor Freeze, and the Graham County Chamber of Commerce.
Aloha. I am Eric Blair, owner of Kainoa's Hawaiian Grill, and we are the Radio Lunch Club spot for Friday. Stop in for our delicious Friday special. Your choice of any two tacos and a drink for only $5. There are four different tacos to choose from, and they are all fantastic. Now that's every Friday from 10:30 to 5, only at Kainoa's Hawaiian Grill in Thatcher, one block east of Eastern Arizona College.
Welcome back to Trades and Sales this Friday morning, last day of the week. And today's the last day we're going to be broadcasting Trades and Sales Monday through Friday. We're just going to do it on Saturdays with your host, Rick Denton. He'll be here and with bells on and announcing away. We got 53 outside our KATO studios right now. We'd like to let you know about a very important event coming up next weekend. It's the Mount Graham Regional Medical Center Auxiliary, and they would like to invite you to the 2019 Christmas House. It's going to be November 8th and November 9th at the home of Dr. and Mrs. Bryant McNeil. They live at 124 Spencer Lane in Thatcher. Hours are Friday evening, November 8th from 5 to 8 p.m., and Saturday morning, November 9th from 9 a.m. to noon. The auction will begin at 6 p.m. on Friday. Crafts and baked goods will be sold both days. Admission tickets are $2. Get yours at the hospital gift shop at the Mount Graham Regional Medical Center and start the holiday season. Should be a lot of fun with that traditional annual Mount Graham Regional Medical Center Christmas house. Should be really good and a lot of fun and everything else right there for you. 428-9494 is our number. And don't forget, we're going to try to have some folks from the American Legion post number 32 in here tomorrow on Voice of the Valley. And I don't know if we will be able to get them or not, but they're trying to put together another Veterans Day parade. We used to have them for years and years. And they're going to start it back up again. And on November 11th on Main Street in Safford from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. The parade will end at the courthouse where the annual Veterans Day ceremonies will take place. We're all inviting all area veterans of the Army, Navy, Air Force, Marines, Coast Guard, National Guard, and Reserves in Graham and Greenlee County and beyond to participate in this event that's going to happen on November 11th on Main Street. For more information about this, you can contact American Legion. He's the head guy. His name is Steve Aller. His phone number is 651-5817. That's Steve Aller at 651-5817. And hopefully we'll have some of those folks over here tomorrow to talk about that parade again. Celebrate Veterans Day. Let's see. I think we already did this one. Yeah, we did. Oh, we did this one too. And we have a bunch of tools and stuff like that for sale, tools and rakes and hose and shovels, pitchfork, a pick, 100 feet of electrical cord, wheelbarrow, vise, 2 foot level, a B&D 3/8 inch drill and a B&D saber saw, electric soldering iron, and all kinds of hand tools, and all priced to sell. For more information about all these tools, you can call 965-7969. 965-7969 is the number to call. Good morning. You're on Trades and Sales.
Good morning, Bill. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you.
I think it's only fitting that you should be the one to do the last weekday Trades and Sales.
Uh-huh.
I've really appreciated it over the years, and I'm so grateful for the opportunity to put whatever we need to sell on and to have your big voice putting it out for everyone to hear.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Thank you so much for your service.
Well, I sure do appreciate you saying so. Thank you very much.
You have a great day and whatever happens in the future.
All righty. Thank you so much.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Bye.
Yeah, that nice lady talking about us doing a good service to the community. All right. Well, that's a good way to look at it, and we appreciate it very much. Let's see here. Good morning. You're on the air.
Yeah, good morning, Bill.
Hi.
How you doing?
Pretty good.
Good. Hey, I'm selling my, the late 80s or maybe early 90s, in very good shape. Travel trailer made for camping for all the deer hunters or people that want to put it behind their yard and have your guests stay in it. It's a fifth wheel. It's everything works. It's original. It's got brand new tires. And if they give me a call, I'll shoot them a price, and I'll send them some pictures if they want some pictures of it.
Uh-huh.
And you have to see it to appreciate it. So I hope I get some calls before your show runs out.
Yeah, we're almost ready.
And thank you for your service, Bill. You've been a great guy. I've been listening to all the time.
Well, thank you. Can you give us your phone number?
Oh, yeah, you want that, yeah. 928-235-0891.
All right. Well, thank you for your kind words. Sure appreciate it.
Thank you again. You really appreciate it yourself. Thank you very much.
Okay. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that nice man, he has got a 1990s travel trailer ready to go. It's above the limit, and it's a fifth wheel. Give him a call, 235-0891. That's 235-0891. Well, that's all the time we have this morning for Trades and Sales. Sure, thank you folks for being with us. And Rick will be here tomorrow with Trades and Sales. And on Monday, we start off with Voice of the Valley, right here where Trades and Sales used to be. Thank you for listening and calling in. It's been wonderful. And we hope you folks have a nice, nice time with Voice of the Valley. And keep listening. You might learn something and might enjoy what you're listening to. On behalf of the staff and management at KATO, I bid you a good day. Thank you. Bye-bye.
News Talk 1230 KATO Safford. Here's the latest from ABC News.
From ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. A new government report on jobs shows some stronger than expected numbers.
The Labor Department said American employers created 128,000 jobs last month, and the unemployment rate rose slightly to 3.6%. The labor market created jobs despite the since-settled strike at General Motors that caused thousands of auto factory workers to be temporarily counted as unemployed. Overall this year, hiring has slowed from the previous year, but the job counts from the prior 2 months were revised higher.
That's ABC's Eric Katursky. A new ABC News Washington Post poll reveals Americans' views on the impeachment inquiry and President Trump's job performance.
A majority of Americans say politics are motivating both Democrats and Republicans when it comes to the impeachment inquiry. A new ABC News Washington Post poll finds that 51% say that in investigating President Trump, congressional Democrats are mainly interested in hurting him politically rather than upholding the Constitution. But 55% say the Republicans in Congress in defending the president are more interested in helping him than upholding their constitutional duty. Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
In the hours following the House resolution vote Thursday, President Trump's reelection campaign says it raised $3 million in online donations and took in $19 million in the month of October. Thousands of people are under evacuation orders in Ventura County in Southern California, where wildfires are burning. The fast-moving Maria fire started overnight. It's burned about 8,000 acres. Aaron Lewis saw the flames firsthand.
At first, it was just kind of creeping along, and then the flames grew higher and higher, but it was spotting ahead between, 300-400 yards at a time, just jumping and jumping and jumping.
1,800 buildings are threatened, and teen climate activist Greta Thunberg from Sweden is in Los Angeles. She'll be among protesters at City Hall this afternoon demanding lawmakers take action to fight climate change. You're listening to ABC News.
There's nothing like meeting face-to-face, and there's nothing like Zoom to make that happen. Zoom lets you connect and do business across town or around the world. Zoom ties together all of your communication needs into one easy